Ann Schloss, Superintendent of Elyria City Schools. Ann, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Oh, that's good. Positive news as we get back to school, though it's all different and it's all in different pieces, parts. How are you? What's it been like for the last couple of days?
Well, all positive, you know. We were keeping our fingers crossed with everything that happened. We had three new buildings planned to open this August, September, and they opened, and we couldn't be more thrilled. We were a little worried with COVID-19, and, you know, we had some slower, you know, building going on because of some of the effects of COVID-19 and some of slower working, but we opened up, and although it's not perfect, some of the landscaping isn't done, and you know, a few punch list items, but for the most part, the buildings are absolutely gorgeous. Couldn't be more thrilled. Can't say enough about the community and their support for the new buildings and our Pioneer team. To see those students' faces when they walk in these brand new buildings, boy, that's what it's all about.
Well, you know, brand new buildings, a lot of times you make new buildings because you either outgrow the old ones, you need more space. Space has never been more in a premium these days with this particular setup and situation, right?
Absolutely, and one reason why we started with the hybrid, and we started with a staggered start. With everything going on with the new buildings, the new boundaries, COVID-19, we came up with what we called the staggered start, where each day this week we have a portion of the students coming in and the virtual students coming to pick up what we're calling their tool pack for learning. And that's gone very well. It's given everyone a chance to build those beginning relationships, get to know each other, so that Monday when they come in on the 14th or when they're learning from home, we're hitting the ground running.
And how do all of these changes impact what you need to spend on a, you know, week-to-week, month-to-month basis?
Well, obviously, we're doing things we didn't expect to do, but, you know, we're all pulling together, making sure that, you know, obviously we're being fiscally responsible as a district, but also we've had some CARES Act money that we've been using. Coronavirus relief fund money. We had four foundations who were very generous in helping us with hotspots. We just received the broadband connectivity grant from the state. So we've had a lot of help from the government and local foundations, and everyone's pulling together and doing what's needed to be done to help us get through this period.
We always talk when we hear from school Elyria superintendents from the past, always talk about the involvement of the community or the parents as well. How have they been an important part in getting this to work?
Well, obviously, they're our partners in education, and we want to hear from them. We have set up a place where they can call us or write to us at ask@elyriaschools.org, and we do listen to them and call them. We fielded a lot of questions, but I think the staggered start really put their mind to ease, and they were able to make sure their students got in a much smaller group. We have about two-thirds of our students that are coming in person in two cohorts, and then about a third that are learning virtually. And I think it was important for our parents to know they had options. And, you know, we hear from them, and we try to respond and give them choices. And I think the way we have it set up, it did give them that.
And, of course, the kids, this is in itself a learning experience for them. You have kids that are coming back that had a routine and kind of think they know how things go and things change. And then you have new, younger students who are thinking, oh, is this how it's going to be, or is this what it's all about? It's just a new experience, and I guess your job is to make it as comfortable for them as possible.
Absolutely. You know, every year at the beginning of school, COVID-19 or not, our focus the first week or two is to build those positive relationships. You can't teach and work with the students unless they know you care about them. And that is first and foremost in our minds. So right now we're building those positive relationships, whether they're virtual or in person, and making sure that they know we care and that we want to be their partners in education with the families and the students. And boy, I'll tell you what, in walking around the buildings, that's pretty evident. One of the biggest mishaps, I think, if you read the paper, we had one student that accidentally flushed their mask, and that was the biggest oops of the first 2 days. So we were ready to give them a new mask right away, but you know, things have gone beautifully, and I can't say enough about the start.
You know, in recent weeks, we've heard a lot about high school football. What about other extracurricular activities? Are they still taking place, or how does that weave into your schedule?
Well, we are trying to do everything. We've given all of our advisors the freedom to be creative and out of the box and how it looks different. For instance, up at the high school, we have what's called the Link Crew, which are our upperclassmen, the sophomores, juniors, and seniors, who are the mentors of the incoming freshmen. And they've done a fabulous job of welcoming the new students into the high school, making them feel welcome, showing them the ropes. So any extracurricular that is able to survive, you know, within the constraints and parameters of the guidelines we've put out, we welcome them to do so. So we want to keep the, you know, we have so many clubs and options at all different grade band levels, and we've given the freedom of our advisors to do what they can to keep those going, because we know that's a really important part of our students' daily life, and we want them, whether it's virtual or not. Even if our students are learning virtually, they can still come back for those extracurriculars.
When they're doing virtual learning, is the teacher in the classroom as if he or she were there, or how does that usually work?
Yes. They actually will, you know, the schedule is set up just like they were in class, and they have breaks, you know, throughout the schedule, and they, for instance, the teacher has a room that they're in, and they're teaching virtually to those students in what's called Google Classroom, Google Meet, and that all happens in a live manner. So it's stuff that they didn't have when we were back in school, right?
Oh, sure, right. Well, I was still impressed with the whiteboard that showed up a number of years ago. Where's the chalk? What did you do with all that?
Overhead was new technology when I was in school, right?
Yes, exactly. What do you mean, they don't have that anymore? That was
No, that's all gone.
Where did all those wax pencils go? I don't know. But, you know, there's a thing where I guess it's still learning, and it's just a different way of learning and engaging the kids, so that your teachers have to get, I guess, more creative, or just try to channel their creativity differently in these circumstances.
You know, I can't say enough about our staff, our teachers, our parapros, our everyone, the custodians, what they've done to prepare to get ready for this and to do things differently. You know, they've been asked, I called them superheroes in the opening speech, because they really are. They're essential workers that are superheroes, and what they've done so outside the box of what they've normally had to do day in and day out, and they really have changed everything up, and that just goes to show you what the pioneers are made of in Elyria. They will go to any length to make sure that our students have what they need.
When does somebody have their first test?
You know, they probably already had it.
Oh,
no, no. You know, we assess daily, formatively. You know, that's something that we like to say. You know, the big tests, obviously, you have those. But as teachers, we formatively assess every day to know what to teach that next day.
Right. I just don't know what the little essay of what I did this past summer is going to be. Usually when you come back, what did you do? Nothing.
Yes.
What did you do? Nothing. Hey, I did the same. Yeah, it's all experience for them. But it's just a new challenge you're facing, and you never know what happens, and it's just to be able to respond to that. Anne, we appreciate your time this morning, and you know, good luck as the season or the school year progresses. We appreciate your time this morning, though.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.